From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. The U.S. Supreme Court will once again take on the consideration of race in college admissions, including a case accusing Harvard of discriminating against Asian American applicants. Kirk Carapeza from GBH's higher ed desk has been following the case from the start, and he's with us now. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, Arun.
So, doing this for a long time now. Take us back to the beginning of this case.
I know this case was orchestrated and introduced by Edward Bloom. He's a longtime critic of race-conscious admissions and hiring, and we have to go all the way back to 2015. Bloom is the head of a group called Students for Fair Admissions, and at the time, 7 years ago, it alleged bias against Harvard for holding Asian American applicants to higher academic and personal standards. Basically, this group claimed Harvard admissions officers were ranking Asian American applicants lower on characteristics like leadership and courage.
And since he started, he's also been able to get some Asians to actually sign on to the suit along with him, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, for a while, we couldn't talk to these people. We've only recently heard from them. For years, I've been asking Edward Bloom and Students for Fair Admissions to introduce us to these Asian American applicants. And for years, we got nothing. Over the summer, finally, they introduced me to Harrison Chen, who claims that admissions officers at Harvard denied him admission because of his race. I spoke with him via Zoom, and I asked him straight up whether he has any concrete evidence of that.
I have evidence that they're not willing to look at us as individuals.
That's a serious charge. So when Harvard looked at your application, you don't think they looked at you as an individual?
Yeah, they just lumped me into the Asian category. And the data quite clearly shows that.
Since that interview, Chen, who's the son of Chinese immigrants, has emerged as a central figure in this case. Just yesterday, minutes after the Supreme Court decided it would once again take up race in admissions, Students for Fair Admissions released a campaign-style video that features him. The video simply tells you Chen graduated at the top of his class and he applied to Harvard. It does not tell you that Harvard could fill its class over 100 times with applicants who have perfect test scores and grades just like him. And it does not tell you that Chen is now a senior at Vanderbilt University, where he told me over the summer he's very happy and healthy.
And well, leaving aside the particulars of Chen, overall, how has Harvard been defending itself against the charges here?
Yeah, Harvard has repeatedly pointed out that its holistic approach to evaluating applicants has in the past won praise from the Supreme Court as a national model. Harvard says it considers race as just one factor among many other factors when it decides which students to admit. Just like, you know, whether your parents went to Harvard or maybe they made a large donation to the school to build a building, or whether you can turn a double play or make a jump shot. Harvard also says Asian Americans account for 24% of its latest class and just 6% of high school graduates. The university's lawyers and supporters of race-conscious admissions have also pointed out that during the three-week trial in Boston back in 2018, no former applicants took the stand to say Harvard rejected them because of their race. Instead, they say the prosecution relied on, quote, dry data and bloodless statistics, basically arguing that Harvard's admissions officers methodically hold Asian American applicants to higher standards.
Now, up to this point, though, judges have gone along with Harvard's argument in this, right? They've so far rejected the argument brought by the plaintiffs.
Yeah, that's right. U.S. District Court Judge Allison Burroughs here in Boston and the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston both ruled that Harvard does not discriminate against Asian Americans.
Right. And now with the Supreme Court set to weigh in, lay out what's at stake here.
Well, for selective private and public colleges, a lot is at stake, Arun. With a more conservative makeup, the nine justices will review the lower court's decision finding Harvard's admissions practices to be legal and another upholding the University of North Carolina's practices. The court will hear these two cases together in a one-hour session this fall. Harvard President Larry Bacow says that decision to review these cases will put at risk 40 years of legal precedent granting colleges the right to create diverse campus communities. Some long-term legal observers think the Supreme Court will have to perform a bit of intellectual dishonesty here to kind of strike down the consideration of race. In employment discrimination cases, for example, the court has ruled statistics are not enough. You have to prove intent to discriminate. Northeastern University law professor Daniel Medwed says the court's review may not mean colleges must stop considering race, since that would actually be tough to enforce.
But it certainly is a bad sign for the future of that policy. And given the current political landscape of the court, it would seem as though opponents of race-conscious admissions might have the upper hand.
Medwed points out the court is much more conservative than it was 40 years ago. And it's kind of hard to see the three new Trump appointees, Justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, and Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito upholding the status quo. The only real question now is Chief Justice Roberts, a Harvard graduate and a Harvard Law graduate. In recent cases, Roberts has openly questioned the value of diversity in the classroom, and he famously said on the bench that, quote, the best way to stop discrimination on the basis of race is stop discriminating on the basis of race.
Kirk, it's been great to have you to catch up on all of this and looking forward to talking with you more as it unfolds. Thank you.
Thank you, Arun.
That's Kirk Carapeza from GBH's Higher Ed Desk. Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says most of the city's large departments now have high rates of vaccination in compliance with her administration's mandate.
Our Boston Public Schools are at a 94% vaccination rate. Boston Police is at more than 95%. Boston Fire is at 91%. The Boston Public Library is at 95%.
Wu confirmed that the city is offering 2 mental health days to police officers who have complied with the vaccine mandate, and she says her administration is negotiating with workers who decide to quit over the mandate but later get vaccinated. Meanwhile, the Boston Herald reports that last year, 11% of Boston public school students were homeless. Mayor Wu says her administration will look to help students at risk of losing their housing before they're out on the street.
That's when we should be providing resources to prevent that from happening and make sure that that student doesn't experience that trauma to begin with.
Wu's administration is also trying to get adults dealing with homelessness into permanent housing. Finally, pharmacies and health centers around the country are getting ready to distribute free N95 masks provided by the Biden administration. Dr. Cassandra Pierre, an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center, says N95 masks offer the most protection, but people's choices are limited.
You're not going to find a range the way that you do for clothing or shoes. And so really, if you find one that's highly performing, you trust the fit, you trust the reliability, it's a little uncomfortable, what you can do is use one of those ear savers. You avoid the strain on the back of your ears.
Ear savers are silicone straps that work with masks that loop around the ears. They can help avoid ear strain and provide a better fit. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo in news, I'm Arun Roth. Be well. Before you go, let me tell you about Nova Now, a bi-weekly podcast from the PBS science series Nova. Join host Alok Patel as he explores the science behind the biggest headlines of the day. Now is more critical than ever to distinguish fact from fiction and find science-based answers to the most pressing questions of our time. Subscribe to Nova Now wherever you get your podcasts.